The Weekly Dish podcast is brought to you by Lakewinds Co-op in Minnetonka, Chanhassen, and Richfield with delivery from Instacart. There's no membership required to shop at Lakewinds. All are welcome. Check out lakewinds.com, and if you can't make it to a Lakewinds, please visit your local food co-op in the neighborhood near you. Hi, it's Stephanie Hansen. Support local farmers with me this Thanksgiving. Reduce food miles, get fresh, delicious, locally grown food, and support your local farms. We have all the fixings for your Thanksgiving table, for fresh flowers and cranberries from local growers to local turkeys from Featherstone Market, a local Cannon Falls, Minnesota, free-range, independent, third-generation family farm. Featherstone's turkeys are rotated through pastures, weather permitting, of course, and they're antibiotic-free, nitrate-free, and delicious. Lakewinds can help you simplify your Thanksgiving with deli-made sides. Lakewinds can help you simplify your Thanksgiving with deli-made sides made from scratch at the co-op. Everything is made in the deli and follows their high product standards, meaning no artificial colors or flavors, no artificial preservatives, and no hydrogenated oils or high fructose corn syrup. They also offer options for special diets, including plant-based meats, and mains. The Lakewinds Bakehouse can take care of the pies, pumpkin, apple, pecan, or gluten-free pies and breads. When you shop the co-op, you support small-scale local farmers who use sustainable practices. Give thanks for the local farmers this Thanksgiving and support them when possible. Lakewinds Food Co-ops in Minnetonka, Chanhassen, and Richfield with delivery from Instacart. Weekly Dish. I'm Stephanie Hansen.
Hey, I'm Steph March.
And producer Hope in the other room waving us down.
Woohoo!
The ride from Golden Valley is a little longer than St. Paul.
Is that why you've been late a couple times?
Well, you know, and I'm like, can I text Steph? Just say, coming in hot.
Yeah.
One of these days I will be late.
I could pick you up. That's the thing. That's the funny part now. I literally could pick you up.
But
on
then
my
we'd
way.
Have to like drive in the same car.
We're not
Are you driving in the car with anyone you know?
Just Jakey.
Yeah, I do quite a bit.
I didn't even think about that, but I don't like driving with people anyway.
No,
I don't like
do I.
carpooling because I want the control to be able to leave when
yes,
I want to leave.
No, totally hear you on that. And I do have one person that's pretty in my pod because we do work together, and we started actually like we've been together twice to work on a project.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to go somewhere, and I was like, like being in the same house, I'm okay with because we're not like close. Being in your car, nope. I need to drive.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't drive with her.
It's so funny. It's like I'm so like never in a car, especially now because my kid drives himself. So like I never have anybody in my car, although except for him. And of course now it's full of garbage because I had like 3 days where we ran around and did stuff, and now it's like just garbage car.
I would like you to know that car repairs in my financial, you know how you keep track of all your spending for the year?
Yeah.
Normally, food and
do people do that?
Restaurants and alcohol is like my number one category by a mile.
Yeah.
And I find this so incredibly sad. My number one category as we're coming to the end of the year is auto maintenance and repair.
Yeah.
And yeah, I needed new tires, new brake. I mean, I've needed stuff because we've got kind of two older cars. But that was like stunning to me because I literally spent about 35% of my income on restaurants and going out.
Yeah.
It's down to.
I haven't looked. I'm not looking.
It was so sad.
I don't know. Mean to just How open is the taxes even going to work this year? I mean, like, I don't.
Oh, well, that's a good question. Because
I
should qualify for healthcare benefit relief.
Right.
I mean, the job stuff we lost.
Okay, so here's the upside of this all.
Is there an upside?
Because
I think we just started out kind of on a bummery note, and
dark.
We didn't mean to.
It was a little dark. And so I'm going to tell you about the Facebook question, because as much as we know that 2020 has been kind of a, you know, I don't know if I can say the word, but it's just been
a heap.
Let's call it a steaming heap. I did put on the Facebook today. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about how I'm so glad I don't have to fight commute traffic, which is one of the things I hate. I hate being way out in the boondocks, driving in during the morning commute. And I've hated that my whole life.
I think it's one of the reasons I could move there.
I know. Probably.
Because I've lost my sense of all of that.
Of course, you are right next to the city. Let's be
Still,
clear.
That's
you
traffic
are like
for me.
Right next to the city.
That's traffic. Okay? And I hate 394.
Yeah. So you don't even have to take it. You can go Glendale all the way in.
Yeah. I'm getting a little more comfortable, though I've gotten lost a few times.
Yeah.
But they end up in your driveway, turning around.
The point is
which in Golden Valley would be like on neighborhood app. They're like, someone's in my driveway.
Yeah, this is true. I did put on the Facebook, I wanted to know what it is that you have actually liked about this year. And, you know, is it the lack of commute? Is it like the fact that you take more walks? There's a lot of people who have a lot of good, positive things. So if you're looking for that, we have 28 people who have responded so far. You know, we have everything from saved lots of money on gas since working from home. / probably have spent it on Amazon.
Or liquor.
You know, Kelly says she loves the slower pace. It's been a gift to slow down. Kirstie says more time with my kids. I love that people were like, I really loved the time with my kids until I didn't. And so that's really great. Lynn was at more time at the cabin this summer. So this is a little bit of a list that I thought, since we're moving into gratitude season, we should probably pull some of the good things.
Yeah, because I think it was a heavy week. Not only with like the changing of the rules and regulations, but what that meant. Many people I know, including my own family, like I'm all prepared for feast season, right? Last week we were like, it's feeling different day to day.
Yeah.
It's the like what we're doing is moving and I still don't have a plan. And Dolores was going to be traveling to my sister-in-law's and now that's probably not happening. So then that means my kid probably should get some testing before we do this if we're going to try to involve her in the mix. And what about her family? Because they have a new baby. And it's just, and then like I would normally invite like my stepdad who's alone, but I don't feel like I can do that. I don't feel like I can invite other household people normally. And you're good at this too. Like we pick up the strays.
Yeah. Yeah. Feast table is open to all except this year, I guess. That's a big problem. I mean, Matt, you know, had basically called me and said one of his friends up here was having some issues with her parents. And he was like, can she come to our table? And I'm like, of course. This was 2 months ago. And so I think that it's very strange. And I had a conversation with Joey last night, who's in Chicago. And Chicago, of course, was just fully locked down. So, or they're locked down as of Monday, I think, maybe.
What does that exactly mean?
You're not supposed to go out. Like, you're not supposed to go. And they shut down indoor dining last week. And so I think it's back to essential services. You're supposed to work from home, all that stuff.
I think California is heading there, too.
Oregon did it in a partial way. So we're looking at this happening across the country, right? And I know that, and it's hard. It's like, Joey, we had this discussion because, you know, he's not the person who's out there doing bad things. They basically stay home anyway. Like, his life did not really change that much, except for they were, you know, doing more takeout and all this stuff. Maybe, I don't know. And so it's like, do they drive up? Well, you're not supposed to travel, but, like, do they take a test and then drive up for dinner, you know, on Thursday? I don't know. And then the CDC... I don't know if you saw what the CDC said about Thanksgiving.
No, but they have really lost my confidence. So please get it together, friends.
I mean, I just, the idea that they said, they were like, so here's the deal. If you're going to gather, obviously everybody get tests, right? You know, kind of do the whole test thing. And that's appropriate. I've sort of felt like that, you know, I can see where I would like more tests all the time, actually. And then they said that if you are having people over, that the people should be bringing their own food and their own
drinks. Oh, yes, Stephanie, I did see this.
And I mean, of course, that's a totally normal thing to say, unless you are feast people like us, who you're like, what? No.
Right.
So you're going to be sitting there eating like pad thai while like I'm over here eating the turkey that I cooked that no one else will eat? What? You know, so I know it's a little strange, you know, and it's a little, I don't know. We're all weighing it. We've decided. We have 1 week to decide if people are coming and testing or not.
We are still kind of giving it a week too. And
not that I think it's going to get better in a week. I guess this is my point.
No, but I think we'll have more direction maybe on, is there going to be more things shutting down? I don't know. There is a lot of free testing. And the testing, you can get the nasal swab, you can get an in-home test. So I do think that makes a difference. Now, to be clear, if you test on a Monday and you're negative, and then you go to the bar Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on your way to my house, please don't.
Yeah, no.
Because that's defeating the purpose. But if you are going to be having, and I'm speaking, I guess, about my kid, let's just be real. So if you're going to take the test on Monday, and you stay home Tuesday and Wednesday, and come right to my house on Thursday, I feel like we can play a game and have our meal and we'll put you in the kitchen area. We'll sit on the dining room table. Like we can still see each other. We can spend time in each other's space. I've got the outdoor fire pit. Like that could work. That's only five of us.
Right. Yeah, I know mine is under 10. My gathering would have been under 10, and it's just my kids, you know, and their spouses. But at the same time, you know, the idea that was sort of, you know, the rules and regs that came down from the gov was really based at getting those 20 to 35 year olds home.
They're asking every 18 to 34 year old to get a test.
Yeah. But beyond that, they're saying, I mean, like, you're not supposed to. Well, did you see? So Thursday night, so the regulation of a 10 o'clock closure, shut down by 10, was on Friday. And somebody tweeted out a picture of the line at the Blarney Pub in Dinkytown on Thursday night, which was out the door and crammed. People were just crammed together and out the door, you know?
Oh, I like the guy that owns that place, but come on.
Well, I mean, and, you know, I don't know. But all I was saying is that, you know, the idea that it's not our people necessarily who are out there. Like, it's not the respectful eaters.
It's all of our people, though, because...
But it's our other people.
Yeah, and all of the people are infecting the other people. So whether my people or not my people, and let's be honest, our kids don't always tell us the truth. My kid showed up last week with a mask on. I was like, huh, that's odd. What's going on? Where you been? What are you doing? Appreciate your safety, but perhaps you shouldn't come inside today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's what it is.
I know.
And I love Ellie dearly. And so please don't be like, your mom totally outed you on Facebook. So we're going to take a break, but we have a good feast show coming up.
We do.
We've pivoted. Like, what is this going to look like? And Steph's going to tell you when we come back on the Weekly Dish.
Hey, everybody, it's Steph March for Common Ground Minnesota. You know what? Food brings out the passion in people, and people love to talk about food. And so why wouldn't we talk about the people and to the people who are growing our food? We have an opportunity, you guys. Common Ground Minnesota on Facebook is a place where women farmers are able to answer your questions about the food scene and the way that they grow food. They are ready to engage. They just want to talk about how they grow food, what they think about why they grow food, and all the things that have to do with the way that your family is eating local foods and what they're growing. Remember that you always have an opportunity to check in and chat with farmers in Minnesota at Common Ground Minnesota. It's right on Facebook. It's on Instagram. You can check them out on Common Ground, M-I-N-N. They're ready to answer any and all of your questions.
Okay, Hope, you'll probably know the answer to this question. Who's singing that song?
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, I was going to say, I said Train.
I know.
That was like, it's so 90s.
It's so 90s. It just was so 100% 90s.
God, welcome back to Weekly Dish.
I know. We are doing and talking a little bit more about the feast and about how it's... So the other day, I got a little bit cranky about the phrase... It's all XX is going to be a little bit different this year. Like, I can't have any more buddy telling me things are going to be a little bit different this year. Yeah, I know. I know. Everything's different.
I get cranky when I hear the word pivot, but there's not a better word.
No,
so you
have to
keep using it.
Yeah. And also unprecedented times. We all know that those are that's over. We're done. It's precedented.
It's precedented.
Because it was last month.
It's been happening for 8 months.
Right. So it's not precedented. But nonetheless, this is one of those things that Thanksgiving is going to look different this year. Kind of switching back quickly to the governor's, you know, thing, the curfew and everything else. One of the things, it was important to know that as far as restaurants go, there was a pinch of the curfew of the timeline. You have to be out by 10 p.m. But really, it was a pinch on social life. Like, that was the point. And so they're asking us all that they know that the house parties are actually probably worse than the restaurants.
Super spreader events.
Yeah. And so they're saying, people, you know, please limit your social gatherings indoors and outdoors to 10 people. And they're saying, this is the hard part for me, though. Only up to 3 households may gather within that 10-person limit. So if you're a single person, only, you know, 3 people can gather, kind of a thing.
Yep.
And I think that that's harder for me. But I understand. And that, again, you know, they're trying to really stop the big events that last forever and long time. And, of course, what is a big event that lasts forever and a long time?
Feasting.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, understandably, there are people who are very, you know, worried about kind of like how this is going to work out. And I got to tell you that there's a lot of ways, I think, that we can come at this differently that are still positive,
okay.
I guess. So... One of the things I got to tell you, obviously, we have talked a lot about the takeout, Thanksgiving takeout.
Yes.
And there are places that have, you know, we had that guide up from MSP Mag. I've been adding to it and refreshing it.
Hope, will you repost that on our Facebook page? Thanks.
Yeah. And that one, and I'm going to add some more this afternoon. So okay. If you're worried about what you see and what you don't see. But I got to tell you, because I know some deadlines have passed, so I'm going to remove some off.
Okay.
Places like Gavin Kaysen's little takeout kit that sold out, so a couple of them are gone. But the thing is there are a lot of options. Ye Vang just added, for his Hmong Kitchen takeout that we talked about, he just added a smaller portion of for 2 to 4. So that's kind of a thing where I think a lot of people are thinking, if I'm not going to make the big feast, I can just do the smaller takeout versions.
Yum Kitchen has, like, you can buy a chicken breast or turkey breast, and you can buy, like, your single servings just like you would takeout.
Yeah, and actually Saint Dinette is doing takeout just single servings. So, like, you get your takeout, and it's for one person, or you order it for two, or you order it for three.
Right,
which is really wonderful. The Nicollet Island Inn, by the way, does it so that you have the ability to choose. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but I love the fact that, like you can have the turkey, and then so-and-so can have the steak. Like,
I love it.
Lobster could get the steak, you could have the turkey, and then Dolores could have the veggie lasagna.
Yeah,
you know
I love
what I mean?
It.
So it's almost like whatever you wanted to do for that.
You know what else I love about that? If you wanted to, because one of our things we're scheming on is, like, I can have someone at the dining room table,
yes,
someone at the kitchen counter, and someone in the family room, and you can all see each other.
Yeah.
It's spaced.
Yep.
So, like, if you did it that way, like, you could give each person their box of food.
Yeah.
But still, like, be in, our room is large.
I think that's true. And I think the thing is like, and I was just telling you that I had a lunch the other day, and, you know, we all stayed in our spaces. But I will say, honestly, in the past, I've had dinners where, like, I'm talking with someone, and I, as the day goes on, you slowly get closer. And if you space that out so that you literally can't get closer, I think that's a good idea.
Also, garages. So a lot of, my sister has a heated garage. So they could open up the doors.
This is a great idea, too.
Set up, like, four different tables inside the garage,
yep,
for each group, three groups, whatever the groups are.
Yeah.
You have lap blankets. You have your chairs, your Coleman chairs, your lap blankets, your drinks. You bring your own beverages. They give you a box of food. That's where I think these takeout options.
That's a great idea, too.
And like, I had friends over. I think I told you this maybe last Friday. I did the Scott Pampu pot roast.
Yes.
And I got all of the takeout, but then I portioned it into everyone's tray.
Yeah.
And then when it was time, I put the trays in the oven and covered them. And when it was time to serve, I brought the trays out to the people. I had two friends over, but we all sat outside at our fire pit, and each of us had our own tray of
little
food.
TV tray.
Yeah.
I think this is a really fun actual idea. Like, if you're looking to make it special and you're still trying to, you know, keep everybody in their spaces, I think having that where you have, like, TV trays, or you do something, you know, or maybe you get those big fancy trays, you know, and do something like that so that, you know, when it comes out, you're still spaced and you're sitting in your areas, but you each have your own thing. I kind of love that.
Do you remember being a little kid in the TV tray night where you would just be like, yes,
that
we
you
get
could
to eat on TV trays.
In front of the TV?
Yes.
I mean, that was like such a weird thing that you loved,
I think,
right?
We just created a run on TV trays at Arcs Value Village.
I know.
Or just trays
is,
in general.
Trays in general is what you need. The also ideas for me, so my feast has always been dinner. Like, I'm big on Thanksgiving dinner. I know a lot of people do early things and, like, Thanksgiving lunches, but I thought about it. If you're going to be outside, an earlier one is kind of better, you know, and if you do it differently and smaller, maybe having it be, now the extended forecast, of course, it's too far away, but it's supposed to be in the 40s. It doesn't necessarily say whether it's going to snow or anything else, but 40s
is okay.
40s is okay. If you think about it. Our friend Allie Kaplan from Shop Girls, maybe she'll tell you, she bought a space heater. She bought, like, one of the tall patio heaters,
yep,
from, you know, one of the stores, the garden stores. Why don't you, you could do that. If you're going to have people outside, you could build a fire and have a heater outside,
yep,
and still get away with, you know, doing it like that. I mean, your food might be a little bit colder than normal, but honestly, Thanksgiving food is almost always room temperature anyway.
But maybe at that point you do wild rice soup or turkey,
yeah,
soup. You know, something just totally different. You could have a hot mulled cider plugged in. You could have a turkey wild rice soup plugged in.
Yep.
You know, each person has their own utensils for serving it up, or however you figure that out.
Yeah.
But, you know, so now you're all standing outside. You've got your hot mulled cider. You've got your.
Yeah.
That's
a good idea.
And here's a totally random tip.
Okay.
I had all this whipped cream left over.
Yeah.
Someone said you just freeze the little, like, dollops on, like parchment paper of whipped cream, and you freeze them. And then when you have, like, hot cocoa, you just throw that frozen ball of whipped cream into your thing.
Oh my God.
How had I never thought of this before?
So craving hot cocoa. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. So if you have decided to go small and you are, you know, going to say, you know what, we're going to let the kids and let everybody else do their thing. By the way, we had talked about what if I make a food box for my kids, like with the ingredients and send it to them. So like in the Chicago boys could like, and then we all get on Zoom and cook together. Like what if we, even just one dish, what if it's like we do our hipster carrots all together on Zoom and I send them the ingredients so that at least that's a thing that we're
all
doing.
That's amazing.
I thought that was a fun idea.
And you could set it up on Amazon or Instacart pretty easily.
Yeah. And so I was thinking about that and I was thinking about, other ways. Melissa Clark from the New York Times came up with a one pan, one pot Thanksgiving dinner. If it's just the two of you, maybe two of you or three. And it is amazing because it is literally just like, it's like turkey with crisp top stuffing, cranberry sauce, gravy, roasted Brussels sprouts and marshmallow top sweet potatoes. And it's literally on a sheet pan and in a pot and that's it.
Oh, if I get desperate, I may end up doing that. If I just totally flame out on every possibility here,
yeah,
that could be the move.
Yeah, I think it's
although Kurt wants to make a giant turkey anyway.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to make a giant turkey no matter what.
He's like, we are just going to do what we do. Yeah. And if it means it's me and you, then it's just going to be like a Monday night. And I was like, no. Don't make it a Monday night.
You have to do something to make it Thanksgiving. Boof. You have like light a freaking candle. Boof. I don't know. Boof is how we make it a Thursday, an appropriate Thursday. But yeah, so that's it. The idea is, you guys, is like, just think about it creatively and just think about, you know, kind of.
Hi, this is Stephanie Hansen. And you know that I just moved from my townhome in St. Paul to a home in Golden Valley. But I'd only lived in my townhome for 3 years. So in the last 5 years, I have bought and sold 4 homes, right? So I feel like I'm kind of an expert. Carrie Augst and Sue Durfee from RE/MAX Results, they are the real experts at carrieandsue.com. They will help you find the home that's right for you. During this last home buying situation, I made purchase agreements 3 times and I dumped one home after the inspection because it just wasn't right for me. When you're doing that, you want to work with agents that are super experienced and really are responsive and can meet your needs quickly. And that is Carrie and Sue with RE/MAX Results. Carrie Augst and Sue Durfee. Carrie has over 30 years of experience in sales, and I knew her at another job, and I just trust her implicitly. So if you're just walking down this road of buying a home for the first time, or if you are selling your home and want to downsize, please call Carrie and Sue, C-A-R-R-I-E, carrieandsue.com. I couldn't speak more highly of them. They did a great job. We are just traveling down memory lane. Stephanie just said that was so Megan, her daughter. That was my Ellie.
Yeah, I can only see Megan dancing in the hallway to that.
If that song were to come on like at the cabin or because it's on both our iPods, whatever we use for our music, iPods, phones, whatever. If that song were to come on, it's like the family dance party and we start like doing our sing-along. Even Kurt knows the song now.
I know, it's so weird.
Okay, so one of the things that I had the opportunity to do this week, which was super fun, the Jason Show is something that I do about twice a month. And they were like, hey, with all the people doing takeout, like, let's do takeout pies. So I was like, great, let's do it. And I started reaching out to people for their takeout pies. And there are a lot of great people doing takeout pies. I featured the Grocer's Table, Serdix, Yum Bakery, Honey and Rye Bakehouse, Hot Hand Pies and Biscuits, and that was just a handful. There's a lot more.
Well, and then I did it the next day, and I did, and we hadn't talked.
No.
At all, and I have completely 6 other options.
Okay, that's interesting. That's
I didn't know that you had done it until I'd already sent them my list that I was doing on the buzz, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, we both did pies. Bummer. And
I'm so
like,
who did you do?
Boy, that would be great if I actually had that in my head. I did Pamp, Pig Ate My Pizza. They have a special one. They sold out of their salted caramel pumpkin pie thing. Brown butter, and I thought of you.
Yep.
Brown butter, salted caramel, whatever. And I did, I talked about Buttered Tin and how they have their stuff.
Yep, and then they have frozen pies too, if that feels better for you.
Yep, and then I did Fruit in the Grain, which I am loving because they have Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
And then I did Randy Pie because I love a message pie.
Okay.
There's one more in there that I can't remember what I did. Vikings and Goddesses.
So, Vikings and Goddesses is great too. So, yeah. I did Hot Hand Pies and Biscuits on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. And one of the things I liked about them is they have mini biscuits too.
Yes.
So if you're going to be having a group or having people, whatever, well, you can do biscuits. And then they have the $5 pie in the sky thing where you can give $5 and they'll put a ticket on the wall that's a prepaid piece of pie.
Oh, that's
so nice. Either they give it to people that are in need, or if someone forgets their wallet, they just pull those off. It's like paying it forward.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty cute.
And one other thing, just because I think I love their idea of their, because they have fruit pies, little hand fruit pies too. And one of my friends asked me yesterday, she said, okay, so we're not all eating together. She's like, but we've decided to meet for the post walk. Like they always go on a big lunch walk. And she's like, so we're still going to meet in the nature center. We're still going to walk. And she's like, do you have an idea for hand pies? So that can be like dessert. And then we can all walk and have pie. And I thought, that's a brilliant idea.
Also, Sarah's Tipsy Pies has great ham pies,
that,
too.
And the Fruit and the Grain. I told her to go to Fruit and Grain and get Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Honey and Rye Bakehouse. Now, normally, you could walk into the bakery. They make a lot of extras. They're not doing that this year. It's all order and pick up, so they will not be open at all.
They haven't been.
They have a really delicious pumpkin pie that... It's the one pie I kept for myself, and I have been eating since they brought it.
Oh, wow.
And it's very, very delicious.
Oh, good.
You can also get like Parker House rolls, croissants, or what I liked about this is they have a full quiche for the morning after.
Oh, that's good. Hey, PS, they have starter. Like if you're thinking about baking your own bread, like make it a little bit easy for yourself. You can buy starter from them for $7.
Love it.
So good.
Yum Bakery. I included them for a couple of reasons. They have a sweet mini pumpkin cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought if you're doing one or two people or you need single servings, that would be a good way to handle that. They also have like lots of ways to do Thanksgiving. So if you need pans of stuff, they have that. If you need gravy for four, they have that.
Nice.
If you want just relish for one or a box for one, they have that. Like no matter what combination you end up in, they've got it for you and it's all available to order online.
Okay.
It's all curbside pickup. Okay. Thirdix does a great job for lots of things. You're going to be going there to get your liquor, right?
Right.
So why don't you pick up your Thanksgiving? Again, they have full pies. They have gravy boats. They have relish trays. They have charcuterie boxes. They have the whole thing for you. You just need to order in advance.
Yeah.
I want to tell you the story about the grocer's table.
Okay.
And it might make you just tear up a little bit.
Well, and you know, full disclosure, Jakey works there.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Jakey Boys on Sunday, Mondays, if you guys want to go give him a hey.
Okay, that's funny. No idea. You'd think we don't even, pizzas. Like, know each other.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so the grocer's table, I was like, hey, I did a podcast with her over the summer, and I really just think they have a beautiful aesthetic, and I know they've worked really hard to keep open. So I was like, hey, you know, do you guys have a pie that you do? She was like, yes, that's so funny that you called me. She goes, we have a salted caramel apple pie. And I make it every year for my boys. She's like, it's their favorite pie. It's my family pie. And we do have it on the menu. So she sends me a picture of her three little blonde haired kids that are just adorable.
Yeah.
You know, while she's making the pie. So she says, yes, I can bring you a pie. Great. Then I read the next day that they have closed because of concerns about COVID. She's feeling overwhelmed.
Not that there was a case there.
No.
They literally decided like, this is too much. We got to figure this out.
Yeah, we need to keep our employees safe. So I was like, oh, I wonder if she's still going to bring the pie. So the next day she sends me this long email about just how challenging it's been, how she's concerned for her bakers, for her employees, how she's trying to refigure how can you operate in a pandemic, but keep your employees safe and keep your family safe. And what's more important, the business, the employees' livelihood, like this very long email at like 10:30 at night. And she says, while I'm writing this, I'm making your pie for tomorrow morning. She was like, I didn't feel like I could ask the baker to come in. So I just thought, oh, I can make this. I make this every year for Thanksgiving. So it's 10:30 at night. She's making me
this
pie.
She has three little children.
Yes, she does. She's writing me this email that is making me feel weepy about the state of restaurants and the choices that our fellow owners and people in this business are having to make to keep their employees safe. And the next morning at 8:00, she comes by And she's a gorgeous woman. She knocks on my door and I'm in my robe because I'm getting ready. And I'm like, sorry to answer the door in my robe. And she's there. She looks just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful outfit. And she hands me this just stunning pie. And it's in a box and it's raffiaed and it's so pretty. And she's like, here's the pie for today. We did decide that we're going to open back up and we've got some new procedures. And so I'm heading to the restaurant now. So I just thought, wow, this was a moment that I got to share with her about trying to keep her business open, trying to keep people employed, trying to be safe.
Yep.
And yet offer Thanksgiving goodness and gratitude. And what makes a family is her. She's a restaurateur. She's a hospitalitarian. She wants to share this pie with your family because it makes her joy to have it with her family.
Yeah.
Oh, so not well to done. Get all weepy, but
yeah, well done. And honestly, that is, you know, they're a group of people who are being swamped by business. Like Wayzata loves the grocer's table and they want to be there all the time. And they are so very aware of their employees and what that means to them. And I mean, I don't feel unsafe letting my kid go work there. Because I think that they are so respectful and they understand what the impact of that is.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And for her to...
And delicious. And P.S., the food is delicious.
And that pie. Okay, so then I thought I got to pay this forward, right? So I don't know many people in Golden Valley, but I've met a few. One of the women that I met is in treatment for cancer and she's 40 years old. So she got diagnosed right about the same time that I did. She has two small kids. She came to a neighborhood thing that we had in my driveway. And right away I knew because she had the telltale signs of hair growing in.
Yeah.
So we talked all about having cancer. She's at the University of Minnesota, which I've done a lot of work on helping them raise money for their cancer research center. And Dr. Yee, who's a great doctor in town, is her doctor, who is also my doctor. So I bring the pie and it's that snowy day and I like knock on the door. All the lights are on in the house. I can see people in there, but no one's answering the door. Like, well, that's weird. So I'm like walking up to put the pie on the front door and I'm going to text her. And the man waves because he's obviously on a Zoom call, right? Can't answer the door.
Yeah.
She's in another room. She waves on a Zoom call. Like kids waving on Zoom calls. Like their entire family is there on Zooms.
Yeah.
Can't answer the door.
This happens to me all the time.
So I lay the pie down kind of in the snow and I text her like, hey, when you get a chance, the pie's outside the door. She was very appreciative. So Lindsay, your beautiful pie that you paid it forward to me to show on the show and that you stayed up went to my friend Megan and her family who is struggling and in treatment for breast cancer. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well
done,
you.
It was a great day.
That's what this is all about. If we can just remember that and not get mad about that I can't have 50 people around my table and all that stuff. If I would rather make meals for everybody and just keep and bring them all over the town.
I have a feeling you're going to be in your gorilla suit.
I know. All right. It's possible.
Stephanie, the Ask Stephanie portion of the show is coming up. If you want to share what you're doing, if you want questions or you got concerns or you think we can help you with something or smaller recipes or how to do a distance Thanksgiving, 651-641-1071. We are here for you. If you ever left my side. 651-641-1071. If you would like to weigh in, we're taking your calls live on the Ask Stephanie portion of the show. 651-641-1071. You can also tweet us at Stephanie March and at Stephanie's Dish and Stephanie's Dish.
Yeah.
And we're on Instagram. Okay, sorry, because you're at Stephanie March on Instagram because you beat that actress lady who's... I Googled you the other day for some reason because I was trying to find something you did and she popped up.
Yeah.
And like she's out there trying to get work.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She still pops up faster than you, though. I'm like, that's unfair.
Well, she's on TV. She's a national player.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to say I just retweeted someone who said that Harry Sings on Nicolet was broken into this week. So if you're skipping donuts, never mind that. And are in the mood for Caribbean cuisine, stop by and support this local biz. Go get some roti, man. Go get some roti from Harry Sings.
I also have heard that there was a break-in at Market Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So they could
might have been, like, assaulted or something.
They could really use your support as well.
Yeah.
Kimberly is on the line, so we're going to go ahead and take her call. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, ladies. I love your show.
Thank you. What's up today?
Well, I have two questions. The first one is I received two bottles of canola oil from a friend. And what do I use those for?
anything. Oh,
I kind of want to say something naughty, but I'm not going to, Kimberly, because who...
Go ahead.
Who gives someone two bottles of canola oil?
Yeah, why did you get it? I guess...
She got it at a free food bank.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. You can use it in place of olive oil or vegetable oil.
You can just cook with it. It's not, you know, inherently horrible, I guess. You know, it is an oil seed from...
I don't know if it was on a level of grapeseed oil or less.
Less in terms of the smoke point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, great. It is. It's a variety of rapeseed that is low in acid, you know, and it's easy to cook with.
I use it up at the cabin all the time because we run out of olive oil 24/7. So I use it all the time in dressings. I rub meat to roast with it. Yeah. I grease pans with it. I use it all the time.
The problem is that it becomes rancid easily. So make sure that you keep it in a dark space.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And then I had a second question.
Sure.
What are these hot chocolate bombs and how do I make them?
I don't know.
They are hot chocolate that is in a... it's like that one of those magic shell. There's a couple ways to do them.
I have not heard about these bombs.
Yeah. So there's a couple of ways you can do them. You can make them and buy them, and they're dried cocoa, and you put it all together.
Put it in milk, or what do you do?
Yeah, you can. You get quality chocolate bar. You get hot chocolate mix. You get marshmallows. You get a sphere mold. It's more complicated than it seems because it's like making candy. Oh.
And I'll tell you, if you go to sugargeekshow.com, it seems that they have a huge little tutorial on how to do it.
There's also a woman locally.
I've been seeing them everywhere, and there's a lady close to me that sells them for $3 each. I think they're encapsulated around chocolate,
They're encapsulated around mini marshmallows.
Oh.
It seems like a lot of work, I got to be honest.
I think so, too.
I will go buy them from someone, but I'm not making these.
They're also on Etsy.
Might be a fun Christmas morning thing. So.
Yeah, there you go.
They're all over Etsy. So if you want to find someone locally that makes them, just Google Hot Chocolate Bombs Minnesota. So there you go.
Thank you guys so much.
Next we have Paula. Hi, Paula. You have a question about your Thanksgiving pickup?
Yes. I was just wondering if you had any ideas for a small two people, but pick up with dark turkey meat.
I'm sorry, pick up with what, hon?
Dark turkey meat instead of, a lot of places have turkey breast, but I'm wondering about if there's any place you've heard of that you can just do like an individual with like a leg.
Oh.
I bet you could do
like
it.
Like a restaurant?
Yeah, I bet Kowalski's would do it.
I think a lot of the places are doing like, if you look on it for their smaller kits, they're doing like one breast and then one thigh and leg. So they're kind of mixing and matching, but I think that anywhere you go that you have like the two takes or whatever, you can absolutely chat them up and see if you can, because it's not like those, they don't have them either. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They may be using it.
But I actually think if you like called like the grocery store who has a big deli situation, so no
Kowalski's
matter.
Would be a great idea.
Yeah. So no matter what you get from them, they can use all the bits and parts. I think that would be a good way to guarantee if you're just only a dark meat person, which my friend Miles is only a dark meat person, that's how I would handle it.
Great. Thank you very much.
You bet. Steph, are you a white meat person or a dark meat person?
Well, I have feelings about, I go with the white meat.
Whoa,
shocking.
Wait, you have a feeling?
Shocking. Everyone's shocking. I have feelings about the fact that I take a little slice of the white meat because there's gravy on the table and that's what that's for in my mind. And then I save the rest of my white meat eating for the sandwiches later. So then I take a bigger piece of the dark meat to eat with the sides. Like if I'm going to have a mashed potato and a turkey bite, or if I'm going to take a sweet potato and a turkey bite, that's got to be a dark meat bite.
You are hilarious. Okay, so Birchwood Cafe also is doing turkey legs and thighs.
Yes.
And that's for takeout. So they're rosemary lime roasted turkey legs and thighs.
And they are so good, you guys.
So that's another great solution if you are interested in that. I personally, they do a great job. So I would definitely eat that.
Right, right.
All right, 651-641-1071. An email came in. It's a 34th wedding anniversary this weekend. Looking for takeout around the St. Paul area. Help, we're out of ideas. I kind of took this one, being the St. Pauli. So I recommended Hyacinth in St. Paul. They have a in-restaurant coursed meal that's like literally being served for like 20 because the restaurant's so small and they've halved the occupancy.
Yeah.
But they also are doing fresh pastas and their pastas that you can get takeout.
Yes.
So I also think if you called Ricky, who is the owner of that restaurant, and you explained what you were looking for, he's just so accommodating. Yep. I feel like he would make it happen for you for an anniversary. Also, Baltimore is doing takeout, and they, when you go to their takeout curbside pickup, they have a note in there that says, like, tell if it's a special anniversary or something.
Yeah.
Because they usually have a little special treat for you.
Randy knows how to do that.
Yeah. So sure. I think Baltimore would be a good choice. And then Jones in the Park, which has a 3-course in dining, will also do a curbside pickup of that same type of situation. They would also recommend wine for you. You could order wine. They do a great job with the wine list. So that's what I would do if I was having a special. What would you do for specials? Special nights.
I mean, I think you hit it. I don't know. I guess Jones is like what I think of if that's going to be your special. That's where I would go.
Okay.
I would definitely go Jones. Hey, Phil online on the old Twitters asked if we can recommend a good Thanksgiving appetizer that's out of the ordinary.
Okay, what is out of the ordinary?
It's so hard
though,
to
Phil?
Do that, Phil. Come on. Because we don't know what
and
your
is it for
ordinary
one?
Is.
Is it for 10? Like, I have a great brie en croûte, but that's, you know,
okay,
gonna
I
serve
mean, like,
six.
God, there's a bacon-wrapped pickles, and, like, that's, come on. But, like, if you were going to do something kind of a little bit special that was a little different, but still Thanksgiving-y, this was interesting, a stuffed Brussels sprout, where there's a Yum. Little bit of breadcrumbs, Parmesan, and minced garlic. Like, you half your Brussels sprout, and you kind of
what
mound it.
What a pain to make them, but they sound delicious.
I would do, like, if it's just a small little appetizer, like you're picking up and biting a Brussels, that's pretty good. I mean, the big thing about...
Sounds good.
The big thing about appetizers for Thanksgiving is, if you're going to be eating this huge meal afterwards, it's almost too...
Keep it light.
Yeah, you've got to keep it small and light, so...
Diane has a question for us. Hi, Diane. How you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. What can we help you with?
I just have a recommendation here. Everybody's going to be using the bathroom, correct? So
yes.
I always put paper towels instead of regular hand towels. And or, you know, you can have multiple cloth towels because it's a big deal. It's a spreader.
Oh, hand
yes.
towels. Okay,
yes.
so
yep.
that's
yes.
good because I noticed.
Good tip.
I had someone that was helping me on something in the house, and she had her mask on. And when she went and used the bathroom, I noticed as she left, she was wiping her hands on our
yep.
towels because I don't have hand towels in the bathroom yet.
I know three people that got COVID last weekend, and they had their mask on, but it was because I know, and I'm sure, because they were shaking hands and then went to eat.
Okay.
With their hands.
All right. Good
there
tip.
It is.
Thanks,
good
Diane.
Tip. Thank
paper
you, Diane.
Paper towels or multiple towels.
Right. Paper towels. Just get a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, not to like go on my whole eco rant, but the amount of like paper and plastic and
we're in a moment.
Everyone's driving separately. Like we are in a moment that is so uneco-friendly. I have to just go, no. Okay. Cookbooks for college kids. Stephanie March. This woman is doing some early shopping.
We need to have like an entire like post that we just give to people every time. We are asked this probably like 4 times a year, don't you think?
Yes. So
which is
maybe
great.
I should write a post.
You
That's
should
a Stephanie's
write a post.
Dish blog post right there.
Boom. Done.
Okay.
But here's the thing that I've discovered that I've been giving advice to a couple people who are looking for gifts for their 20-year-olds who are just into cooking. And I realized that they don't want cookbooks. They wanted online courses. And so Craftsy is what it's called. You can get a membership and you get the access to all these. It's like $40 a year or something like that. And so give your kid this membership and there's everything on there from small, like how do you brine a turkey to huge things of like making sourdough. So
oh,
there's like all different kinds of kits. So I think
or my daughter's girlfriend.
Yeah, I will find you the link and I'll put it up there.
Okay, I love it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We've got way more Weekly Dish coming up. We've got our top two in hour two. We're going to talk turkey prep. And I'm going to give you some pie secrets if you want to make pies at home this year when we come back.